Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I am Greg Lancaster. I'm looking at a freshly shaved Pat over here.
Very fresh.
How are you doing today?
Lighter.
My day's tomorrow. They are getting new string for the weed eater. And
dude, I was so desperate. I actually let somebody else do it because my lady wasn't there.
That's desperate.
I was desperate.
Did you let Tracy cut it?
No. Older lady. I don't think she could see real good.
Oh, bless her heart.
I got like a hole here,
No, it's called humility.
And I got
What's
a scar.
God saying?
And a scar.
I'm just saying. Let's have it. Right. I think we have scars in all the same places.
Same exact places. On my shin, on my head.
Everything you said about me, right?
Oh. Lord, I repent.
I'm smart. You know, I'm intelligent. That's right. Come on, say some stuff. Say some positive stuff.
There you go.
I know, right?
You can't even think.
I'm smart and intelligent.
Yeah, beautiful. The audience is shouting. He's beautiful too.
Yes.
Speaking of beautiful, this morning, John Ramos.
Hey,
hello. We were on a stage ministering. I don't know, a couple hundred men, feeding them spaghetti, ministering the gospel, and we're talking about, I think, racial reconciliation or something. And I said, man, I said, you're beautiful. And all of his masculinity was risked. Right, 200 men, he's like, whoa, wait a minute. I'm like, dude, I'm not really telling the truth here. No. You're not beautiful. No, I'm just trying to make up for the height difference and everything, you know. But seriously, I'll remember that. You're like, oh, my goodness, beautiful. You know, I meant that in a masculine. Isn't he though?
Thank you.
He's got glamour shots. I don't know if you've seen that or not.
Really?
Ian, I'm so sorry. We're getting to our list. This is where we're going.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you for the list, Ian.
Welcome to Christian Television Network across the world. You got to see John's glamour shot.
No glamour shots. No glamour shots.
They're all glamour shots. He waits like a long time
for
you to
put it up.
You
know, you were like,
oh, please.
Ian, get back to Ian's list here.
Ian's list.
We're going to tell you what we're going to be going over today by God's grace. If you notice or not, we have great, great faith that we're going to cover quite a few things.
Yeah.
But we let the Lord lead us.
Yes.
But I'm hoping to get the chance today to talk about, are you a fan or are you a player?
Mm.
You know, we got a chance to be able to share with. At the VFN Dream Center this particular Sunday. And just things that make your mind go.
Poking me.
Sorry. Oh, okay.
Stop right. Poking me.
Are you feeling nudged?
And
no.
No, this is very serious. Listen, this is serious.
Okay.
I'm trying.
Well, you know, I mean, you may wonder why we're laughing in the midst of everything that's going on is like, we're saved.
Hey,
you know, amen. we walk with Jesus, so we've won already. We're just wanting you to get in. So we're going to share with some things that are going on, and hopefully get a chance to talk about, you know, are you a fan or are you a player? And my prayer is, dear God, send us players, not fans.
Yes. Mm.
Nothing personal. I mean, fans are cool. You really provide a lot of money for players. That's very important. They get to buy their jerseys. You get their all that stuff, that the cell phone covers and stuff that Pat buys.
Screenshots. Right.
Ain't ever touched the grass. No. Ain't ever touched the grass, you know.
Oh, that one?
That's what I'm talking about. Fan paraphernalia. But players are just unique folks. They're just unique folks. And I'm getting a couple fingers here. Two fingers, as a matter of fact. Okay, y'all pointing at each other. So, also, I don't know if we're going to get a chance today, but, you know, November 22nd is the 50th anniversary. I mean, this is a year of a lot of 50s.
Mm.
A lot of 50s, and it's just huge convergences that are taking place. But it was 50 years for Dr. Martin Luther King's speech on Washington Mall, you know, I Have a Dream. And that so lessens it, titling of that. He was talking about, I've had an encounter with the creator of the universe.
Right.
And I have been to his mountain, the holy mountain, and everything's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I might not get there with you, but let me tell you how it's going to be like, because I've seen. You remember when Moses went to the top of the mountain and looked over and into the promised land, Aaron and all that. And he's like, he saw what it's going to be like.
Right.
And he was right.
That's right.
And but also it's the 50th anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, who they called Jack. It's like, yeah, history's tough enough when you're changing your name. Mm-hmm. But it was a horrific thing that took place in Dallas as he was going through there to be able to take care of political things that you do to be able to be elected. And he was assassinated by, supposedly, there's a lot of different theories, and they're just settling pretty much one man. But by the way, you know, if you've been listening to VFN Radio, check this out. One man that just happened to vacation quite often in Russia. Mm. Now, that means something to you, right?
Wow.
That's right.
You know, remember Russia wanted to hire Tim Tebow for a couple games, pay him $1 million, Rush. Mm. Oh, wow. We just gave Rush, you know, Russia, the Arab League. Yeah. As we gave, I mean, they're coming into Syria.
Most and, powerful man in the world, Forbes magazine.
Yeah, one of the current leader, mayor, I think, in New York, talks about how reportedly he enjoyed some of his honeymoon was in Russia or something.
Wow.
Or Cuba or some, you know, communistic situation. And it's like, you know, people who can't see what's going on will think, well, what's the big deal? Because they're thinking, remember we talked about a biblical worldview, a horizontal view versus a vertical view. But now you understand spiritually, if this man went into that environment, a communist environment that denies God's existence, and got infiltrated with mindsets and ideas, and our president, John F. Kennedy, was at odds with the president of Russia at that time, the Soviet Union, and he at first tried to make a mockery in their first meeting. That was his whole goal, was just to humiliate you, President Kennedy. And but then there was a standoff with the Bay of Pigs and, you know, different things that took place in Cuba. But we had submarines. We had Russian submarines ready to fire nuclear missiles right off the coast of Florida.
Wow.
If you don't know this or not, Cuba, you're looking at Cuba's like 90 miles off the coast of Florida. I know we're not good at geography in America, but right. 90 miles is not
far.
And it was just a miracle. God just kept us from being because the communication got cut off. You can hear about this. There's actually a story about this on the VFN Torch.
Yeah.
They'll just make it a related article. But they came real close to firing those nuclear weapons. And if there wouldn't have been empathy by that captain, that Russian captain who saw somebody die from nuclear waste from a missile, his friend, he realized what would happen if he pulled that trigger. It was one man's compassion that kept a nation from being destroyed.
Wow.
And so you see where this man was putting missiles, this Soviet leader was putting missiles in Cuba, wanting to fire them or at least threaten us 90 miles off our coast. And so it does make a difference if the man that shot our president was in Russia for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
It does make a difference that Snowden and other folks are running over to Russia and spending time. It does. Spiritually speaking, we're talking to the church here. We're not talking to the world because we have a biblical worldview.
Right.
It's a spiritual thing. And he gets a French-ordered gun or something like that. And he didn't order from Amazon.com.
No,
or anything.
No, no Amazon.
But and all of a sudden, and then you see the very same Russian president who gave him this hard time, supposedly worked out some sort of deal, which really our president pushed his hand. And he's signing the book, basically, at his viewing at his funeral. And, you know, I always said that Jezebel will cry at your funeral. Mm-hmm.
Louder than most.
Louder than most. And when I saw him bend down to sign that book, I mean, the Lord just spoke to me that there was a lot more to this spiritually than you would think. And but I just want to encourage you that if we would just pay attention as the church and abide with the Lord, he's going to let us know these things that are going on right now. But one thing, I got a chance to listen to an author talk. He wrote a book called Camelot, going behind the scenes of Kennedy's White House. And he was one of the advisors, I think, of Robert Kennedy. And he said something that I thought was pretty interesting. Hopefully get a chance to share this today. But he said, everybody remembers, we have this beautiful memory of historical things, but we just forget about the horrible things they did.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You know, you want to be a hero, man? Just die.
Yeah, right.
I mean, just think about it. You could be the worst person in the world, and you go down the street right now and go to the funeral viewing today, and sit there, and they'll talk about this person. It's like, where was this angel at?
That's right.
Where were they? This person was in my community.
Am I at the right funeral?
My goodness, I'm just, thank God I'm going to be in the better place with them one day. I mean, you know, right? I can't. It's like, don't go there. Right?
Don't go there.
I heard you, Sunday. Yeah. I heard you. And let me tell you another thing. And so, but he starts talking about what our fantasy is of these folks and then what our realities are. And it was pretty interesting because we remember their pinnacle moments, like, ask not what you can do for your country, what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country, you know, Roosevelt. We don't think about, you know, things that they did while they were in, like the Food and Drug Administration that now it came under his administration.
Perspective.
Ask not how we can control your life.
Right.
And the very... Oh, anyway, so we're going to talk a little bit about that to get a perspective. But plus, this bus driver, what are you talking about?
Yes, can't wait to talk about that. You know, we were talking last week, if you missed it, about what's happening and praying for our authorities and our leaders on in government, but as well on college campuses, the presidents. We're going to hear a story about Stan McNeil, a bus driver, who's just willing to testify to, you know, about God and just be God's witness. And you're going to just hear his story. It's going to really going to touch you and encourage you as a believer today. It's going to be powerful.
Wow. And also Cindy Jacobs for the Philippines.
Yes. Cindy Jacobs gave a prophetic word in 2009 regarding the Philippines and a choice that the country had to make, the citizens of that country. And I'm telling you, it is right on. You're going to be encouraged when you listen to this and it's we have a choice here in America. We have a choice, and just like the Philippines was warned, we have been warned over and over and over. And so I just remember, if you hear God's voice, don't harden your heart to his voice. We just can't wait to get to that when God's grace covers all.
And the very word that was given, even this week, right, the very same time on Sunday, they were complaining about government corruption was taking the money. So the money they're sending there that's reportedly by NBC News, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about that. At least we'll make it available to you. That's what they're taking. They're taking the money.
Yeah.
And how can we get the money? And that's why you want to focus on Samaritan Purse and Operation Blessing and ones that they want to minister to the individual. So they're going to make sure they take it from their hand, from your hand to their hand to the person's hand.
Don't forget to do that. To share that with all your friends. They're wanting places to give to the Philippines. Just direct them at VFNTV.com. We have the resource available for you on links. Samaritan's Purse.
Yes, Samaritan's Purse. And Noah, the movie Noah's coming out.
Yes, yes. The official trailer is come on out. They spent over $130 million on the movie Noah, and just the graphics are absolutely amazing. Really can't wait to talk about that, but just gives us perspective of a man that obeyed God and what it actually looked like when he built this massive, massive ark. Amazing.
And we'll be talking also about abortion situations going on in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They're about to vote in a week for 20 term to hold off no abortions up to 20 terms. And we will be praying for them and how China's beginning to relax their one-child policy.
Oh, praise God.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah. So keep praying. We have more to talk about when we come back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Can you wear religious symbols on t-shirts to public schools? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I want to know if my daughter can wear a t-shirt related to our issue, cause any problems at the school.
Expressive t-shirts that have a religious or political message are protected in the school setting. And the Supreme Court, in the case called Tinker, said that neither teachers nor students surrender the rights to freedom of speech at the schoolhouse gate. And about 2 years ago, I argued the campaign finance case, a portion of it, before the Supreme Court. I represented actually students. And we argued that that Tinker standard on free speech, which would allow kids to wear Christian t-shirts or t-shirts with a message on it, is protected. And the court unanimously readopted that Tinker standard. They hadn't done it in about 20 years, but they reincorporated the Tinker standard. So the law is really very good on that right now as far as student expression.
Find out more at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
If you've ever looked at the church and have thought to yourself, these people are just way too perfect for me to come around them. Then you know what? You and I are a lot alike. That was my story. I thought everyone in the church was just perfect, and I was the only one with issues. But guess what? Everyone that comes to Jesus has a background. We don't come to Jesus because we're perfect. We come to Jesus because we need a Savior. And you know, I was at that place. I was at that place where things weren't going right in my life. I was away from God. I was in sin. I was chasing after the world, trying to find an identity, trying to find myself. And the more I kept looking for myself, the more I went deeper and deeper into sin. But then I had an encounter. I had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And when that happened, everything changed. Yeah, my life wasn't perfect, but I met the one who is perfect. And with that, I'm absolutely okay. I want to encourage you to read my story. You can read other stories of people that were not perfect, but people who met the perfect one. Mm-hmm. You can go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. Listen, God is putting together today, establishing apostolic centers. He has established and is establishing for this next generation, this next season. We refer to them as apostolic centers or hubs, and we've talked about them before. But I want you to listen right now to Paul Keith Davis as he speaks about it prophetically as it's happening. Listen up.
We're living in the hour right now where the angels that gather message is relevant, where storehouses are being identified. Let's call them apostolic resource centers. Let's call them freedom outpost centers, as Chuck Pierce does, whatever you want to call it. The Antioch type of a model for ministry is relevant right now. Places are being identified. Leadership is being identified. The hearts of men are being examined by the eyes of the Lord, roving to and fro to see whose heart is completely His, so that He may strongly support them. And when He does find what He's looking for, He's going to give them authority. He's going to give them authority. Their words are going to have weight. They're going to begin to change the environment. They'll change the atmosphere. They'll prophesy something. We're living in an hour now where prophecy is not optional. It is mandatory. 1 Corinthians 14, you may prophesy. But I'm over in Revelation right now. Revelation 10, you must prophesy. You must prophesy again concerning many nations, tongues, tribes, and kingdoms. Why? Because the Lord has a harvest to bring in. He has a bride to awaken. He has sons of the kingdom to empower. We have some work to do. The Father's business needs to be done. And so I know that these places, Antioch was probably the purest model to what we're going to see today. Jerusalem, of course, was the first model. But it was primarily Jewish, as you know. But when Stephen was stoned, the Bible says the disciples were scattered. They went to Cyprus and settled primarily in Antioch. And all of a sudden now, the Spirit fell again in Antioch, and it became an apostolic hub where Barnabas went and found Saul of Tarsus, or Paul, brought him back there. They made that their base. They went on three missionary journeys out of Antioch. Antioch became the place where the people were first called Christ people, because they were so much like the Lord. They were identified with Him and His name. Isn't that amazing? And I believe these new models that are about to come today, these prophetic models of apostolic resource centers, of storehouses, of freedom outpost centers, will redefine the Christian definition. You'll be a Christ person. You'll be a person like Christ. John G. Lake had four experiences. On the fourth one, when the glory of the Lord came in and upon him, he said, I became a Christ man. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? He said, now I didn't just have His power. I expressed His radiant nature. Wow, that blew me away when I read that way back in the 90s when I had my experience on Thrones of the Soul. And so I know the apostolic resource centers this year are being identified, places that will be given authority. We're going to win people in. We're going to go out into the wheat fields that surround the storehouse. We're going to prophesy people in. Our intercession will not just simply be intercession now. It'll be proclamation. It'll be decrees. It'll be taking authority, saying, bring them in. We're claiming them right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give them up. You know, addiction, give them up. Pornography, give them up. Whatever it is, you got to give them up. Why? Because he's given you authority to overcome, authority to destroy these shackles that have held this harvest in at bay. And they're going to come in. And when they do, we're going to train them. We're going to be given this incredible grace to train and facilitate their not only being set free of all the stuff, but also to lay a foundation of truth in them that will be so fast and so rapid it'll scare you.
VFN Dream Center, think about this. An apostolic center on the Gulf Coast for the purpose of reaching the world. This is what was said, I believe, by Dr. Michael Brown. If you want to do something for God, find out what God is doing and dive in. Give yourself fully to it. Listen, this is what God is doing in the earth. He's establishing apostolic centers throughout the nation and throughout the world. It is time for us to arise and shine, for our light has come. Maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you. Maybe it is. Go to VFNDreamCenter.org. Well, you know, that's just so powerful to see what Paul Keith Davis is saying and confirming, and along with Chuck Pierce, and you couldn't describe it any better than,
no,
you know, what's going on. But it says, let, you know, even Jesus said, let it be established.
Mm.
And we're just hearing a harmony of those who are walking with God, Christ people, who are saying, you know, let's do it. And it's time to call yourself what you are. Because you're confusing folks when you're calling yourself what you were, but you're not that anymore.
Right.
You know, bless what was and what is, and do what God has called you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And differentiate yourself from the old so that he can establish the new, so we can win the lost. And it's exciting. It's so exciting to see what's taking place. You know, we had a wonderful gathering, as a matter of fact, at the VFN Dream Center just this Sunday, and as the presence of God was so strong, I don't know if we have anything from you know, but this way we'll have it, but it was so strong that in worship that God began to draw people to the VFN Dream Center, and one young man named Robin,
mm-hmm,
and a man that hadn't been in church for 5 years and mm-hmm went away from God,
mm-hmm,
and the presence of God was so strong. The anointing, God's presence is so strong at the VFN Dream Center. It just, as he said, it just drew me in,
yeah,
and here I am. And next thing you know, he was just weeping and blessed in the presence of God, and God just established him. Mm-hmm. And his whole life got turned upside down in one moment, one encounter with the love of God. And immediately, I mean, he just, his whole, everything came in order. And it's just amazing. I can't tell you all the details, but just know that in one moment, what psychiatrists couldn't do, what all the medication couldn't do, what all the you know, drugs and alcohol couldn't do, and all the counsel of worldly folks couldn't do, in one moment, with the truth of God over you, with the presence of God around you, and you asking God to come in you, to live with you, to dwell with you, in a moment's time, he can rock your world and be your rock. Just powerful. Make sure, if you're on the Gulf Coast, you want to make sure you want to come to the Dream. You want to come to the VFN Dream Center, Apostolic Center. Find one near you. I know if you're in Denton, Texas, Corinth, Texas, I know that Chuck Pierce has an Apostolic Center there as well. And Morningstar Ministries, Apostolic Center, Mike Bickle, Kansas City International House of Prayer is apostolic. They're all over the place, and I truly believe Church of His Presence in Alabama is an apostolic center as well. And my goodness, these are exciting days.
Yeah, this is exciting. I had a chance to talk to Robin afterwards, a young man who was touched, and he showed me his phone. He said, "Man, I felt God so awesome. I texted my wife and told her God is here. God is here. I'm in church and God
his
is
girlfriend.
Here."
That's his girlfriend.
His girlfriend, yeah.
His baby love. That's what his name was. His baby love was his text. His baby love. Yeah, it was so powerful. Well, you know, we have a few moments left in this first part of our program. We're going to continue our program, but tell us what was happening with this bus driver.
Wow, Stan McNeil.
Yes.
It jumped on me. Stan McNeil, he is... a bus driver that basically has been working for Rutgers College in New Jersey, and I believe it was a New Brunswick campus. And he, this man, just loved his job, loved, you know, greeting the students, and talk about a believer that just embraced what he did every single day, gave them encouraging words, so much so that they wrote about him in their newspaper. They did a little video clip on him, and he would transport the students across the campus on you know, the bus system there for Rutgers. Well, apparently, he decided to pray for someone on campus, and they let him go. He prayed, he laid hands on someone that needed healing, and I want you to hear him share a little bit of his own words. I believe we have that queued up there for you. And I want you to listen to what he has to say, because it's really, really touching.
I was going to have, because he was like, I know I'm going to get creamed out. I know the students going to really do this and do that to me because they don't. But he was saying that, look, I got to treat everybody right. I got to treat everybody fair. I said, I understand that. But that's what happened. I prayed for the lady. I put my hands on her and prayed. Yeah, in the wheelchair, and I put my hand on her and I prayed, because I was like, remember I told you, I said, this lady, she's going to get a miracle. She's going to end up walking, and I still believe that. But I put my hands on her and prayed, and they said, well, we don't want you to do that. She said, they said, we don't need your services anymore. They said, we don't do that here. And I wanted to say, you tell that to all the mother students that got healed, that I done prayed for.
Well, we're going to continue this conversation. This is going to be awesome when we come back. But this is absolutely amazing. Listen, don't forget to visit our sponsors. Go to VFNTV.com and look at their phone numbers, their addresses. Visit one today. Listen, if you're in the Gulf Coast, don't forget to visit Just Fish and Grits Tongue Twister today, where you can get the best fish. Oh, my goodness. Fried, delicious, fast, and ready to go. Also, Cordova Lanes in Pensacola.
I had a wonderful chance to be able to go there and spend some time with some of the boys, and we had a wonderful time. I didn't beat them. We had to take instruction from a 9-year-old boy there, and we were blessed. We were totally blessed. Yes, Isaiah beat us. We had a wonderful time. Make sure you go there, Cordova Lanes.
Awesome. Visit our sponsors at VFNTV.com today. We have all their information for you.
And partner financially and prayerfully.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and it is a big link right there in the middle that says visit our sponsors. I want you to go there and just, you see them, you go there, click on visit our sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country, and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com, and I'm going to see, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFNTV and the daily radio program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together. So you can go to VFNTV.com, click on visit our sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners. And God bless.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us.
Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat Hamilton and John Ramos. Just want to welcome you to VFN Radio's program on VFN TV and our Christian television audience, Christian television network audience around the world. We are in the middle of a conversation. You got to catch this conversation about this man at Rutgers and how he's a Christ man.
He's a Christ man.
He's a Christ man. And he just found out that people he was working for said, you know, you can't pray for folks.
Wow.
You can't pray for folks. And he's like, I'm going to pray for folks, right?
Now I'm going to pray for folks. And the students, they want to know what happened to them. And so they chased him down and said, listen, we want to hear from you. Uh-huh. Because he was so encouraging. He gave them encouraging words, and he always had something positive to share, you know, to share and prayed with them. So he made this video in response to them. And this is a man just wanted to do his job with his whole heart, you know. Mm-hmm. And he saw a person in need and said, listen, I'm going to lay hands and pray. You know, we get the understanding there that's something that the person wanted, mm-hmm. but the college did not want him to do that.
Rutgers
did right. not want him to do that. Mm. And
we're at 53% of professors in the universities has been surveyed saying that they feel badly towards evangelicals.
Well,
remember we just talked about that.
Absolutely.
There's a 53%, and it's like, this is kind of evident of that, isn't it?
Yeah,
definitely.
And yeah. I know that you're going to get just a part of the video here, but you can catch this whole video on the VFN Torch as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
So we're catching up right here where he has just been told, you cannot do that.
Right.
And they're going to let him go?
Yeah, they're going to let him go.
Let's just catch him. What's happening?
And they got healed. You asked them students. They got healed. Yeah, they got healed. God healed them. Yeah, because I've been praying. And I told the guy, I told my boss, I said, I don't regret none of it. I said, this is who I am. I ain't going back down for who I am. They think I'm a compromise. I will not compromise. I'm all about God, brother. I ain't compromising one bit. Your money can't get me. The job don't make much anyway. Yeah, I prayed for her. Yeah, and I'll pray for the next one, too. Yeah, I told him. I said, I don't regret none of it. Well, we don't want you to talk about God. We don't want you to do this about God. You can, you know, motivate the students, but don't talk about God. And then the students started coming to me talking about, I need prayer. I need prayer for this. I need my family going through some problems. I need prayer. Da, da, da. And, you know, I said, I'm going to pray. And then a couple of them, they got hurt with their legs and their hands or whatever, and I prayed for them, and God healed them. The most important thing I want the students to know is that I would never abandon you, and I would never just leave without letting you know anything. Whatever I would do, I would let you know if I was about to leave or do something, but I had no intentions of leaving at this time. I had no intentions. I came to work, and I want you to know that I care for my students. There's no way I can spend 2 years with students and not have any feelings. I enjoy my students, and I still do. And I want the best for them. And I've gotten taken away. I've got separated from you guys, but it's only in the physical form, because in the spirit, I'm still with my students. In the spirit, I'm still with you. And I would never do that to you students, just leave and not let you know that I'm leaving. I would at least tell you what I'm doing or where I'm going. I would never do that to anyone that I know. So I want you to know that you mean so much to me.
Isn't that powerful?
powerful. That's just so, yeah, think about it. What's his name again?
Stan McNeil,
former employee for Rutgers. Mm. Obviously a pastor at Rutgers. Yes. God has anointed him to pastor those children. And he's feeling like he's been separated from his flock, obviously. And I'm sure they're the concern.
Yeah.
And that's, you can talk about all this technology that you want to, but if we use it for God, understand he was able now to communicate with not only all those he pastored basically there, but now the whole world is able to hear a pastor's heart.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful. They can't control it. You know, I hear some folks talk about this, you know, this is the best thing that ever happened, because if we understand technology, despite all the things happen to us, you know, you can share your peace. You can say what they wouldn't let you say, and they won't edit it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There won't be between 15 commercials and then somebody trying to jump down your throat. And he was able to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was able to do it. And, of course, all of our audience around the world and Christian Television Network got a chance to be able to. And you can see the whole video in its entirety.
Yeah.
On VFNTV.com.
We're also going to have another video for you that we didn't have time to really play, but you can have that on the torch where you hear the students themselves talk about him.
Oh, wow.
The piece that they did, and it's just continual student after student upon student. Listen, what you do matters every day when you do it for Jesus Christ. This is a man that took his job seriously and began to pour his life into these young people. And my goodness, I mean, on college campuses where we need God, my goodness, I can't believe that Rutgers let that man go. We want to continue to pray for Stan and for those students, and that Stan will continue to bless everyone that he comes in contact, and keep praying for him because he saw people getting healed, and keep sharing the love of Jesus Christ. Awesome.
Totally beautiful. Well, I just want to talk to you briefly to ask you a question. Are you a fan or are you a player? I mean, think about it. When you look at a sport, there's more fans than there are players. And there are some fans who want to be players, but for some reason they won't let them out. There's a million different reasons why they may not. But the truth is there's more fans that want to be fans than want to be players, and somehow they live vicariously through the players. I don't know how it works with Pat, but he just feels he and Drew Brees just had coffee yesterday.
Right.
Somebody asked us, who's Drew the other day? I don't know who that was.
Who's Drew?
Somebody asked us who Drew Brees
was. Probably John.
Really? No. I think it was his mother. No, I was joking. And, but you think about it, that, you know, what do fans do? You know, fans, I mean, look at them, I mean, worldwide, but we'll just talk about American fans for a moment, that they buy the jerseys that the players wear, but they're wearing a player's uniform, but they're not a player, they're a fan. They buy, paraphernalia that represent that team as if they were playing on. They're not playing on. They're a fan of the ones who are playing on it. But if you watch them, they go through all this emotions and all this adrenaline and everything. I mean, my goodness, it's just amazing. When it finally finishes, it's like they really think they played the game. They think they played the game. They got their DVRs all set up. They got their big bag of hot wings and chips and screaming at folks, get out of the way of the front of the TV. Like, they're actually the quarterback calling the plays here, you know. Poor children are being abused all over the nation going, get out of the way, kid. Get out of the way. We'll talk tomorrow. And the kid goes, Dad, you're just a fan.
Oh.
Right? Ma, you're just a fan. Mm. And that's what God says to us, you know. The question is that, right now in America, there's a lot of Christian fans. There's a lot of Jesus fans. I mean, they're just fans of Jesus. They got his jerseys. They got his cross hanging on their ears or their necks and their shirts. And some of them are such a big fan. Am I saying football fans tattoo the players' names on his body? And it's like, don't you understand? These guys sell themselves to the highest bidder. That they will not be on that team.
Wow.
But then you see fans of Jesus who are tattooing Jesus right across their chest, or, you know, I mean, Pat could get a whole verse in his arm I couldn't get. Jesus wept. they're fans, though, because their life is not living that word, but it's on them. They're loyal. I mean, they are loyal fans. But players are the ones that the fans talk about. Did you get the player's devotional? Did you get that DVD from the player? Did you go down to the conference? There's a player that was coming in town.
Oh, wow.
And they're the ones, they play ball. They play ball with God. That's a man of God. Mm. That's a man of God. That's a woman of God. Did you see? That's a player. And it's like all these fans show up and they celebrate a player and they live vicariously through someone who's walking with God, when reality is that fans don't make it in, bro. Mm-mm. Players make it in. Those who walk with God. Those who say, Jesus, I'm going to play the game. I'm going to get on the field. I'm going to play the game. And you got to do this. You got to understand the difference between fans and players is one actually leaves the seat and gets on the field. One does. They're willing to throw off whatever it takes to be able to do what God has called them to do. I mean, if you just have any kind of interview with any of these athletic players, and Paul talks about it. He says, listen, when you train as to win the race. Understand you're gonna have to do something. You have to physically put yourself. We can't even deny a pork chop in America. We're like 70% of us are obese. And we're sitting here going, dear God, we're fans. Make us players, right? And so you think about David. Here's David, you know, King David, or David, not king yet. And he was coming down to just being a loyal. Well, he is a player because he's playing music for God. He's being faithful, doing what God's called him to do. But he's fixing to be called into the first string. You know what I'm saying? Hmm. He was like on the men's B string, but he was on God's A string. Mm-hmm. And so with that, he was bringing some bread and some food to his brothers who were terrified. They were scared. There was one big, huge giant in the Philistines named Goliath coming against a nation, and they were terrified. God's people were terrified, and he was just bringing food. But understand is that he's a player. This is the difference between players and fans. The guys hiding behind the rocks were fans, but David, who's just showing up in his tunic or whatever and his slingshot, you know, hey, he was a player. And then he was amazed to find out when everybody was hiding from the one they're supposed to defeat. Mm. It's like, we're in the game. You're supposed to. Somebody's like, can you imagine? It's like this whole team shows up on the football field and your opposing team, and they're getting all set up to kick the ball off to you, but the whole other side of the field is empty.
It's like, they're in the locker room.
Yeah, it's like, where are they? They're in the locker room. And David comes out, and he's stuck between the locker room and your side of the field. He's going like, what the heck's going on? I thought you was players.
All right.
I thought you was players. And he was. And he's like, all by himself, while all of his brothers and all the nation of Israel was in the locker room. Mm. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine, this uncircumcised Al-Qaeda, coming against a nation, coming against God's people? Who is this? He knew it, coming against the people of God, the armies of God. When we get back from this break, I want to tell you, listen, you got to begin to say, dear God, make me a player. Dear God, make me a player. I don't want to be a fan. I refuse to be a fan. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I wanted to be able to tell you, if you haven't yet heard, that you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's called The Torch. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing it on your screen right now. You go right to the front page of the VFN Torch, and you click on, you see in the upper right-hand corner? You click on sign up for the newsletter, and there it is. You can sign up. You see the flame burning right there. Fill out your information here, push submit, and boom, every single week you will receive a newsletter with that week's program sliced up. Think about it, sliced up segments that, you know, whatever segments to you. I want to make sure you do that because we work extra hard to make sure that you can get it ever how you need to be able to get it. And because listen, if only 9% in 2009 had a biblical worldview, in other words, they had a light, L-I-G-H-T, perspective of the world, it's a lot less than that now. Mm-hmm. And with hearing the light of God's, you know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. To have that light perspective of what's going on, it's going to help you have a biblical worldview of your decision making, of why you're going to get married, or why you're going to need to stay married, or why you need to have family, or why you need to pay taxes, why you need to function. I mean, we got to move past that. And one thing we can do that is by signing up for the Torch and getting it sent to you every single week. Every single week. And in that, it has the offers and things that are going on as well.
I'll never forget, I read this book once, and the author asked this question. I don't remember much about the entire book. I was in college at the time. And he says, in the book, if there, you know, what is one thing that if you started doing every single day for the rest of your life, what's the one thing that will change your life? And that one sentence just exploded within inside of me. I go, whoa, I was in my 20s. That's powerful. That's deep. And I go, what's the one thing that if I just started doing every single day would change my life? I got thinking, thinking, thinking. I said, I wasn't a Christian at the time. I said, I bet if I read my Bible every day, I bet you that would change my life. And that was the beginning.
Wow.
That was the beginning. One little statement. Let me tell you something. We have a simple plan for you. You can get that at iabide.org. It's free. Doesn't cost you a thing. And you will learn how to hear God's voice, connect with God, and write down what he's telling you and have a relationship with the Lord. I'm telling you, if you allow God's word to get on the inside of you, it'll change your life because he is the word.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. We're talking about, you know, are you a player or are you a fan? And David was a player. You see, the difference in a player and a fan, a fan is not willing to throw off anything. But a player is willing to change their diet, to change how they do things, to change everything they can to be able to get on the field, to be able to play. They're willing to give up whatever it takes to play. They're willing to throw off everything that hinders them from being able to play. And we would say a player in God is somebody willing to do whatever they got to do what God's called them to do.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's a player. A fan just watches players. But the thing about it, that doesn't save you. You have to be a player.
Right.
You have to be in. No, David, here's David showing up, as I was saying, and he sees this giant coming against God's people. And if you picture that, I mean, in a football field, basically all the nation of Israel was in the locker room. All of the Philistines were lined up on their side of the field. They had this giant standing there named Goliath, and David's walking out with his donkey and his bread and his food. And he overhears this, sees this whole situation. He says, well, what's going on here? What's happening? I mean, immediately he took it personal because he loves God. It's about time the church takes some stuff personal. Mm. Don't say it's not personal. That's the body of Christ.
Right.
That's the name of God. That's Jesus. Mm. And he took it personal and said, this is not right. This should not be happening. And so all of a sudden he says, listen, I'll take this man down. And so what happens, all of a sudden the people that were hiding says, listen, here's our football pads. Here's our helmet. Here's our pad. Well, this is what they did. Saul says, here's my armor, here's my sword, here's my stuff. And it's like, I've never put this stuff on before. I can't do this. He just throws off men's traditions. He throws off typical warfare. He throws off the way everybody else. And listen, you're in the locker room anyway. Who really cares what you have to say? What's the issue is, who is this thing coming against God's people? And why is it okay with you? If you call yourself a leader of God's people, why aren't you saying something other than every single Sunday talking about grace? Mm. We got it. Now fight the good fight of faith.
Mm.
It's almost like singing a song as we go to the showers. They're going to spray
Wow.
into our lives. It's like, come on. And so David shakes that off, and he gets his slingshot, and he goes out there and runs towards this man, slings his slingshot after he picks up five rocks. This player throws, let's go with the rock. It hits the problem in the center of their bank account. I'm at the center of his head, takes him down. He runs over there with his sword and cuts off the head of the snake, of the giant, the thing coming against the church. That's a player. That's a player. Fans were peeking over the rocks. They were peeking over the rocks. And you think about it. When you think about what do you have to throw off? He had to throw off typical warfare and the way people did things. He had to do whatever how, because if you're a player, you're a person who abides with God, you're just waiting for orders. That's it. You're just waiting for God to say, watch out. You better watch out because God's going to launch players on the field. And, you know, that's what Paul Keith Davis was talking about. And another thing you got to throw off to be a player in the kingdom of God, and I'm not talking about playing around. If you've been on a football field, there ain't no playing involved in that.
Ain't no games here.
We're talking about, you know, playing for the ring here. We're talking about serious stuff. And you have to be able to throw off a religious spirit. You got to throw it off because the difference in this traditional way of doing things that you have to throw off, that David threw off to be able to do what he had to do how God trained him up. This religious thing now, the spirit, not only wants you to do it their way, but it wants to destroy you, kill you, pull you into the prison cells that where everybody are eunuchs. Mm. You know, nobody produces, nobody fights here. And in quote, you know, there's been people and leaders over these things who said, this is what I do when anybody escapes. When anybody escapes this place, I throw a stick at them. It did not? Not?
Yep. That's yeah. A true story. It was like,
how was there? I throw a stick at them to make them run back in. It's like, you're supposed to send them out to play the game. You don't throw a stick at a player when a player wants to play. You support them. Right. You just want fans. You just want fans. Mm-hmm. You just hit the body of Christ. You just hit Jesus with a stick. And so you got to be able to throw off this religious. Jesus threw it off. Paul had to throw it off because he was Saul before he was Paul. He had to throw off all that religious stuff. He says, I count all of that dung. Mm-hmm. Lost. Because you can't keep one foot in a religious spirit and one foot on the field of the kingdom of God and play ball. It ain't going to work. You'll be sucked in, destroyed, and taken down, locked up, beat up, stoned, beheaded, crucified, anything that they can do to stop you from producing fruit. Right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's exactly it. So you got to be able to throw that off to be a player. Players are willing. This is what Paul says. He says, I beat my flesh so that after I preach to others, I will not be disqualified. As a boxer, a boxer doesn't beat against the air. He's focusing. When a person runs, run in such a way to win the prize. He was talking about, listen, this thing takes effort. It takes energy. From the time of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God has been forcefully advancing, and it's forceful men that lay hold on it. It's players. Players who play ball, not fans. And finally, in Hebrews 12, 1 through 3, he says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, and hello, the true fans that have already walked and played the game are watching us from the stadium of heaven, looking down on us on the field, acting like fans that are going like, you're not a fan. We're fans. We've played the game. You're supposed to be busy. Mm. And they're looking down on us. He says, therefore, let us throw off everything that hinders everything that hindered us from playing this game, from getting on the field. And you think about hinder. Hinder is defined as to cause, to delay, interruption, difficulty, a hamper, impede, to prevent from doing or acting. In other words, listen, whatever that is that's keeping you from doing what God's called you to do, that is hindrance. That is hindering you. And I think I would literally... You don't want to come to me and tell me that God's told you to do something. What do I think? Mm. You know, I'm going to tell you to do it.
That's right.
I don't think that's strange. Players do not think it's strange to do what God tells you to do. Fans go, well, I've seen other people do it, and I'm not sure how it applies to my life because I'm a fan. Mm. I'm not a player. Well, you can change that by doing what God's told you to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have tons of hindrances. You're going to have to throw these hindrances off that are impeding you and stopping you. And you cannot take these hindrances to the throne room of God and say, you know, I was hindered because of my marriage. I was hindered because of my family. I was hindered because of my job, because of my country. It's like, dude, you didn't get on the field. You didn't get on the field. And then he says, and not only throw off all these hindrances, every single hindrance, throw it off, every bit of it off, and even sin that easily entangles. Mm-hmm. And so you think about this. There's so many people playing around with sin. First of all, sin makes cowards of believers. Secondly, if you stay in that sin, it will destroy you. Thirdly, if you die in your sin, it won't be good at the throne of God. Mm-hmm. So understand this. Are you going to be a player? Are you going to be a fan? Are you ready to throw off everything? And then he tells us, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer. Mm. I mean, think about this. That, listen, you got a race that's uniquely yours, a destiny that God's designed for you to play out in your life. But understand this. You can't do it from the audience. I don't care if you're on the front row. You can't do it from there. You're going to have to do it by getting on the field. You're going to have to be a player. You're going to have to get in the game. You're going to be judged whether you played or not. Fans won't get in, but players will. Understand this. Jesus says, unless you pick up your cross, deny yourself, and follow me, you can have no part of me. To be my disciple is going to cost you everything. Whatever you give up in this lifetime, it'll be returned to you in 100-fold. Listen, everything again and again and again, God's saying, be a player. Be a doer of the word, not merely deceived. Dear God, we ask you right now that you would put this into the ears of players, because we say, dear God, send us players, not fans. Send us players who will do what you said, who will abide with you, who will hide your word in their heart, and who will do what you tell them to do. Dear God, send us players. Don't send us fans.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and our partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsor for all their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses. You can reach it there. Also, AB Mobile Mechanics. Listen, fast, friendly, and fair. On-site repair all over the Gulf Coast. Man, they're Johnny on the spot. They work good and they work fast. Also, ADTS, if you need security and alarm monitoring needs on the Gulf Coast, contact them. Man, they're there for you. You have webcams. You have all sorts of things available for you for your home protection. And also, in Mobile, Alabama, Steve Barnhill's Paint and Body Shop. No job is too big. No job is too small. They'll get your car back and running and looking good. They're in Mobile, Alabama. Visit our sponsors today. And guess what? Become one. VFNTV.com.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at VFNTV.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side.
You know, Pat, the great thing about VFN Radio is that you can take it on the go with you. You can do that now with the VFN Radio app. No matter where you're at, you can continue to enjoy VFN Radio on the go. You can search for prophetic words, wisdom moments, and it's right there available. All you have to do is go to your search in your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Total download, free, doesn't cost you anything. Get the app today. Go to Android or iPhone, Google Play or iPhone app, and search VFN TV and download. Free, doesn't cost you a thing, and take VFN Radio on the go.